Ashti, you are my everything. I want you to know I know your feeling, and I am feeling your pain. Our love is not in vain.
That would be King Ahasuerus singing Vashti, you are my everything. Actually, it's a West Indian R&B artist named Wada Flo who sang a song called Vashti, You Are My Everything 5 years ago. And still a big hit in Shushan. Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, Megillas Esther. Achar hadvarim ho'edle. After these things, after he finally woke up from his drunken stupor, after his hangover was over, sometime later, kishoch chamas ha-melech ha-chashverosh, when the fury of the king had subsided, which says a lot about this particular king. He's a king of impulse. He's a king of usually a low motivation. And he gets angry quickly, and it takes him a while, but eventually he calms down. Zachar es Vashti ve'is asher asasa. He remembered Vashti, finally, and that which she had done. And Rav Soloveitchik points out that the word zecher, rather than the word pokade, when it says zochar, it usually means favorably remembered. He remembered her now that he's maudlin and he's not hungover anymore. Now he remembers the good times, the good old days. So he remembered her favorably in a good way, and he kind of snapped out of it. And he began to think well of her, and he began to brood and doubt, did I do the right thing? Did I do the right thing? Mamuchan talked me into it, which is why, according to some Mefarshim, he actually executed 6 out of his 7 advisors, except Memuchan, who was very smart at talking the king around. And everything that had been decreed upon her. So it's interesting. He doesn't say he felt guilty. It just says he remembered what had been decreed against her. So this is a guy who doesn't take responsibility very quickly. So what does this tell us about the character of Ahasuerus? Well, there's a writer named James Kugel, which is a great name, who wrote a book in 2007, How to Read the Bible, and he says, Ahasuerus is a pompous windbag whose main concern in life is the endless stream of all-night drunken revels that he enjoys in the company of various members of his immense harem. But the Gemara disagrees. Rav and Shmuel have a machlokas in Gemara Megillah, again on Daf Yud Beis, where a lot of this takes place. Some say he was clever, and the other says he was foolish. When he makes his banquet, is he clever and acting in a smart way to bring the locals close to him and lets the faraway people kind of disappear before he parties with everybody locally? He brought the faraway allies, and then he goes with the local people. Rav says he is Achiv Shel Rosh. He's the brother of the head like Nebuchadnezzar. He was wicked and hated the Jewish people and wanted to destroy us, like Nebuchadnezzar destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. Although the Gemara is a little bit mixed on that, whether Nebuchadnezzar really wanted everything destroyed. They shot arrows in all directions before it became clear that the Churban was his business. Like Nebuchadnezzar, he prevented the Beis HaMikdash from being rebuilt. Terrible guy. But Shmuel says, Ach l'rosho, Ahasuerus, woe upon his head. During his days, everybody became poor, as we see at the end. Spoiler alert, in Perek Yud, that he lays a tribute and high taxes on everybody to pay for all of his free buses and socialist ideas. Ibn Ezra says Ahasuerus gets angry very quickly, like a fire, breeding heat and destruction that his private spat with Vashti didn't have to turn into what it eventually did turn into. He couldn't hold his liquor, and he just let everything out. And the Jewish people were in fear a lot of the time that he was melech, because you don't know where he's going to end up with his impulsiveness. So Ahasuerus, really, we see here as a person of very much impulsive behavior, foolish behavior, and then forgetfulness, and he romanticizes the past after it's over. So what do I do now? So the young men of the king, remember, Rehoboam made a big mistake by listening to the young men rather than the older, wiser heads. But Ahasuerus is one of those guys who chops off the older, wiser heads. So what's left are the king's pages, the people who attend him every day. Misharsav, Yivakshu Lamelech Naros B'Salos Tavos Mareth. This is advice that never goes awry with Achashverosh. Let's have a beauty pageant. Beautiful young virgin women should be sought out and brought out for the king and make sure they're gorgeous. Gimel V'Yafked Hamelech B'Kidim. And the king will appoint officers in all the provinces of his kingdom, so that nobody will escape. And they should search out, they should gather together every beautiful young woman, El Shushan Habira, to the capital city of Shushan, El Beis Hanoshim, to the house of women, to the women's quarters, to the harem. El Yad Hege Sris HaMelech Shomer HaNoshim, under the charge, under the hand, but not literally, of Hege, who was also Sris HaMelech. He was a Saris, he was a eunuch. That's the only person you're going to allow to be the keeper of the women. V'noson Tamru Kehen, and the one who will ensure that they'll be given their ointments there. Got to have all your makeup. And Dalad V'Anarosh Asher Titad Be'nei HaMelech Timloch Tachas Vashti. And the young woman, who the king likes best, who is best in the king's eyes, shall rule in place of Vashti. And the idea sounded great to King Achashverosh. What better way to find a trophy wife than to have a beauty pageant, to have a beauty contest, have them all line up, let the king decide. They are snatched, the Me'am Lo, he says, against their will, the Yikbitzu. They're gathered by all of these officials. They don't have a chance. So most of the women are going to be Persian women are going to be humiliated. And the Midrash says, because Persian women used to show great contempt for the more tzniistic Jewish women. They called them ugly. They said nobody would look at them. So now it's their turn to be humiliated publicly. And Vayas Cain, and he followed through. Because the beautiful girls are going to hide. They're going to run away. They're going to be hidden by their families. So the Me'am Lo says that he concealed what the mission was in order that they not know why they're being gathered together. But then he's going to judge them entirely based on appearance and objectivity of them. He's objectifying these women. He's not interested in a woman of intelligence. He had enough of Vashti as it was.